USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria today as Russia's war on Ukraine enters its fourth week. Speaking at a joint news conference with Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov.
It's important to me to be here in person at this critical moment to condemn Russia's reckless and ruthless aggression against a peaceful neighbor and to underscore our support for the Ukrainian people.
Crews in Eastland County, Texas, continue to battle four main wildfires there. Officials say the flames have scorched over 45,000 acres and destroyed more than 50 homes. Eastland County Judge Rex Fields.
First responders are taking time away from their homes, their families, their businesses. And if you are just so stubborn that you want to stay there, good luck.
Maryland is the first state in the nation to suspend its gas tax to help drivers save money. Governor Larry Hogan signed legislation putting the state's 36-cent per gallon gas tax on hold through April 16th. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Prime Minister of Norway says four U.S. service members have been killed during a NATO training exercise. On his Twitter account today, Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said, quote, "It is with great sadness we have received the message that four American soldiers died in a plane crash last night. The soldiers were aboard an Osprey aircraft assigned to a Marine Expeditionary Force in the northern part of the country." The White House is bracing for some harsh Republican attacks when Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson testifies in Senate confirmation hearings next week. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration will be watching the process closely.
I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation as well.
The longest-serving GOP member of Congress has died. Representative Don Young died Friday while traveling home to Alaska. He was 88 years old, no word on the cause of his death, but Young was gearing up to launch a re-election campaign. Don Young was elected in 1973, making him the longest-serving Republican lawmaker in House history with 25 terms. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Burger King is having difficulty closing its Russian restaurants. Restaurant Brands International, which owns Burger King, says they want to leave Russia during the Ukraine war, but says their partner, who controls 75% of Russian business, is reportedly refusing to shut down. McDonald's, on the other hand, owns over 80% of businesses in Russia outright and made their exit from the country relatively quickly. Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the recovery rebate credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically and says refund checks are often issued in as little as 3 weeks. Early this morning, a Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Cape Canaveral after a weather delay earlier yesterday to deploy 53 Starlink satellites into lower Earth orbit. After the launch, the first stage of the Falcon 9 landed safely back on Earth on the company's Just Read the Instructions drone ship. A SpaceX tweet says it's the first time the same Falcon 9 first stage has successfully undertaken 12 launches and return landings to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.